AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Authorities are searching for more victims after an ex-Marine smashed a pickup truck into a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Michigan on Sunday. The suspect opened fire and set the building ablaze during a crowded service before he was fatally shot by police. At least four people were killed and eight wounded. Russia unleashed a barrage of drones and missiles on Ukraine overnight into Sunday, killing at least four people. Kyiv suffered the heaviest assault. Ukrainian pastor Mark Sergeev describes how he and his family survived the strike on Ukraine's capital.
There was a blast, and a wardrobe fell on me, and I was covered with glass. My wife was shouting, "Mark, where are the kids?" I felt like this was a death sentence. I realized the kids were above me. I shouted to the older one, Topher. He said, "I'm alive." And after that, I pressed record and started filming to see where my kids were. I went upstairs, pulled the younger one out. We went outside, and then I realized there was part of a rocket somewhere here. And about 20 minutes later, there was another explosion. I realized the scale. I haven't seen it before and haven't realized what was going on.
The audio courtesy of Mark Sergeev. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is abandoning his re-election campaign.
In his video message, Adams blames media speculation and the city's campaign finance board withholding public funding. Adams did not endorse another candidate, but warns of insidious forces using local government to advance divisive agendas.
Major change is welcome and necessary, but beware of those who claim the answer to destroy the very system we built together.
Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meets later today with President Trump at the White House. The meeting comes as pressure mounts to end the war in Gaza. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a school district superintendent who immigration officials say is in the U.S. illegally.
The school superintendent in Des Moines, Iowa, has been placed on paid leave after federal immigration agents arrested him Friday because they say he's in the U.S. illegally. Superintendent Ian Roberts was placed on leave during a three-minute-long special meeting on Saturday. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says Roberts also doesn't have the authorization to work, and that a final removal order was issued in 2024. ICE agents stopped him Friday while he was driving a school-issued vehicle, and ICE says he fled into a wooded area before being apprehended with the help of the Iowa State Patrol. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.